The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
6:34, Bruce Hooley Show. Glad to have you along. Last segment of the show today, I'm going to play you a portion of an interview that I did this morning on my podcast with sports journalist and culture warrior, Jason Whitlock. Jason is one of the most well-known sports journalists in the country. He's worked for every big outlet. He has made headlines routinely. And he is soon to be the host of his own program, daily program, on the Blaze TV. It is a partnership with Glenn Beck, but Jason will be working out of Nashville, Tennessee, not Dallas, where Glenn Beck does his show. But I had the chance to catch up with Jason today. He's someone I've known, or at least knew, in the early 90s when he and my jobs intersected in the newspaper realm. He has gone on to work for Fox Sports, for ESPN, both places twice, I believe. He was with Outkick, the coverage, briefly. But he has become a strong, powerful, bold voice for truth in our culture. He is a unicorn in that he is a staunch black conservative. I don't even know if he'd like me describing him as a conservative. I think he's just a truth teller. And he's an equal opportunity truth teller, is what I would say. And I think you'll enjoy hearing a portion of my podcast interview with Jason. So we'll play that for you in the final portion of the show today. Don't know if tomorrow we're going to dodge the raindrops or not, but I do know that if it's a nice day, it's even nicer if you save 30% on your mulch, your soil, your sand, your gravel, your compost. Because Kurtz Brothers Mulch and Soil is ready to help you beautify your lawn, your landscape, and win the neighborhood beautification battle. Why would you allow your neighbor to get the curb appeal props from other people who live around you when you could not only beautify your landscape with Kurtz Brothers Mulch, get the best garden you can get with leaf compost, grow grass anywhere, on Kurtz Brothers topsoil, and you could save 30% off when you buy it in bulk. A truck, a trailer, if you have one, use it. If not, have them deliver it to your door or to your driveway. Maybe you want to be able to get in the door. Or, all right, you want to get your merchandise in bags. I understand. It's a little bit easier to handle and keeps the SUV a bit cleaner. In bags, you can save 10%. Promo code is Bruce10. KBColumbus.com is where you go. KBColumbus.com. And you can order that with those promo codes, Bruce30 and Bruce10, online, in person, Dublin, Westerville, Alexandria, just off I-71 South at Frank Road. Kurtz Brothers Mulch and Soils, great, great people. Now, we try to keep it a little bit positive, more so than the daily news breakdown often is at 6:30 p.m. So here's a story where somebody took a bad situation, a snarky situation, a hurtful situation, and made it a positive. This happened in Virginia, where a mother and her children were watching outside their house, and up pulls a truck and a trailer. The trailer dumped, no, not Kurtz Brothers mulch, a load of pennies on the front lawn. 80,000 pennies. Now, what was the reason? The pennies were the final child support payment of the woman's former husband for her daughters. The high school senior Avery Sanford tells WTVR Television in Virginia that this hurt because it wasn't just my mom he was trying to embarrass, it was also me and my sister. Now, rather than grovel in their pain, they decided to go outside and start shoveling the pennies into jars and containers and then took them to a local domestic abuse center. They were blown away. 80,000 pennies, by the way, equates to $850. And the news of the incident inspired others to give thousands more, listing the Sanford family in the check memo when they donated. So the father was contacted by the television station, and he said that he did not mean to hurt his daughters, but that he was just frustrated and lost his emotions after nearly two decades of paying child support. Well, then, be a better husband so you do not get divorced. That would be my recommendation to you, sir. But nice job all around by that family in Virginia. I want to congratulate Franklin County Judge David Tyak. He is a judge in the municipal court of Franklin County, and he is doing a much more honorable thing than three of his colleagues who have, in a naked, ambitious effort to get reelected, have flipped from being Republicans to becoming Democrats because, of course, in Franklin County, being a Republican is untenable when it comes to getting elected. But David Tyak has decided that instead of run as a Republican and get beat like a drum, which all Republicans have been lately, he's going to just retire. He says he was going to run for re-election. He was going to serve half his term and then retire, but he didn't feel good asking people to give him money and then retire in the middle of a term. That's integrity. That's character. It's also why he can't wear the label Democrat just in a obviously transparent attempt to get reelected. He says, I don't feel at 67 I have the energy to run a contested race. I was planning to retire in 2 years anyway, and I don't want to go out and beg for money from people who support me and then bail on them in 2 years. Nice job. Nice job, Judge Tyak. He ran unopposed, won re-election in 2009 and 2015, but in the last 5 years, of course, Democrats have taken over the city, and not so coincidentally, the city has gone to crapola. Democrats swept all 10 judicial races in the 2020 election. That's your woke, anti-Trump impact. I'm not so sure that that will be the case in the 2022 midterms. But it will be the case if no Republicans can summon the spine to take the risk of getting on the ballot and trying to win. We have a very spirited primary, as you know, coming up on August the 3rd for the right to try to succeed Steve Stivers and hold on to a seat that has been the Republicans' seat in Congress for all but one term since the 1960s. Thankfully, the district includes more than the city of Columbus because it included just the city of Columbus. Omar Tarazi, Ruth Edmonds, Jeff LaRae, and others would have virtually no chance of winning. When David Tyak took the bench in 2007 in Franklin County Municipal Court, 10 of the 15 judges were Republicans. Now 9 of the 15 are Democrats. And what do we have in our city? What do we have? We have teenagers beating up old people, taking their cars. We have juvenile court judges saying, oh, don't be mean. Don't, we can't send them away. Don't come up with initiatives to stop crime among young people because they might go to prison and they might learn how to be criminals. Yeah, if they're beating up old people and taking their cars, they already know how to be criminals. But consequences for actions, oh, what a quaint notion that is. What a quaint notion that is. We can't possibly have that, can we? No. No. Discipline. Discipline for actions. Oh, no, no, no. That's definitely over the line. Can't do that either. So we'll stand by and see. Hey, good luck. Good luck to Elaine Bryant, the new Columbus police chief. Good luck to her adjutant coming down here at $200,000 a year in violation of civil service policies to lead a department of a bunch of demoralized officers with a mayor who does not support them and a city council who does not support them and a wacko president of city council who I saw in the news last night continuing to lie about the fact that there are efforts underway in the state of Ohio to ban transgender athletes from playing sports. That's a lie. Shannon Harden knows that. He knows it's a lie. They just keep telling the lie. It's bad enough to lie. It's one thing to lie when you know you're lying. There is no ban on transgender athletes playing sports. There's only a preservation of girls playing girls' sports and boys playing boys' sports. So, hey, when you have liars in charge of the city, and when you have judges without integrity doling out weak punishment and laughable policies like, well, don't put the criminals in jail. That's where they'll learn to be criminals. They're in front of you because they are already criminals. Well, then, what hope is there in a city? There's always hope, but the reality is it's going to take a dramatic change. It's going to take a clarity among the voters to realize that the people they are electing to serve them are not serving them. They are saying that they are serving them. They are claiming that they care about them, but the way that they are governing shows that they decidedly do not. 6:49, Bruce Hooley Show, transitioning into my weekend. Maybe you're already having yours. If so, I appreciate you starting it with us here on The Answer. Listen to our podcast, available at 989theanswer.com. Avail yourself of our phone number after hours to leave us a comment, 844-TALK-989, 844-TALK-989. Go to the Discount Shopping Club, take advantage of some of the great bargains there. As I said, I got a chance to catch up with a gentleman I used to cross paths with in my journalism career, Jason Whitlock. Jason was at the Ann Arbor News in the 1990s when I was at the Cleveland Plain Dealer. I interviewed him today on my podcast, which you can find a link to the podcast on my Twitter site when I post it tonight. I haven't posted it yet, but I will post it later tonight. And Jason is going to be doing some powerful work for the culture and for the kingdom of God. And Jason is partnering in some way, shape, or form with Glenn Beck at Blaze TV. He'll be doing a daily show, 30 minutes, 5 days a week on Blaze TV. And I started my interview with him by asking him to just tell us a little bit more about when that starts and what he will be doing.
July the 6th, I'll be launching a digital podcast television show on Blaze TV called Fearless with Jason Whitlock. It'll be daily. You know, I'm very excited about it. We've built some very leased and built, constructed some very nice studios here in Nashville. And, you know, it's going to be an expansion of what I've been doing, you know, most of my career as a columnist, and that's just kind of exploring American culture, mm-hmm. first through the lens of sports, but now where we're, you know, where everything has become politicized, you know, you got to deal with politics. And, you know, I think as I've examined American culture more and more, you know, I think you have to deal with faith and the Judeo-Christian values that America was founded upon and drove this country to greatness are being eliminated. And so in order to understand what's going on in America, I think you can look at things in the sports world, but you have to expand the scope now because the athletes have become so political. And so that's what we're going to do, myself and, you know, my sidekick from my radio days back in Kansas City and my television days at Fox Sports, Uncle Jimmy's going to provide some comic relief. And it sounds kind of funny that, you know, we want to have this serious examination of American culture and, you know, what's the comedy for? And one of the things I try to explain to people, Bruce, is I think two professions have failed America over the last 10 years in particular, but, you know, longer than that, and it's ministers and comedians. You know, our society is set up for ministers and comedians to speak uncomfortable truth and say things no one else is really licensed to say. And, you know, ministers have kind of fallen in love with secular culture and social media and being popular, and they've, you know, bastardize the gospel, and they're afraid to speak truth because they don't want to run off their congregation that, you know, wants to make sure that you stick to the popular groupthink political narrative. And so ministers have compromised what they say, and then we can see it very clearly that comedians are scared to say anything because out of fear of being canceled. And so we've outlawed truth from ministers and comedians, and I think that corrodes the culture. And so that's where Uncle Jimmy fits in, and making humor a part of what we do fits in. So I don't know. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. And as I'm listening to your answer, you know, the word you keep coming back to, and the word that's resonated with me as I've several times in my life rededicated myself to, you know, how Christ calls me to live. I'll do it. I'll get lazy. I'll do it. I'll get lazy. This last time, you know, 2 years ago, thankfully, I've finally, hopefully locked in forever, is truth. That word is truth. And, you know, when you read the Gospels and when you read the New Testament, that word just keeps coming back at me. We now have this phrase out in our culture, my truth, which, you know, is convenient because my truth is my opinion. Truth is not malleable, moldable, shapeable. You and I sat back and covered games, you know, when you were at the Ann Arbor News and I was at the Plain Dealer in the early 90s. And if you'd have told me then how free journalists, quote unquote, would have become with opinions, and how much advocacy for political viewpoints would have become in journalism, I would have had a hard time believing it from regular journalists. Did you see this coming, and why do you think we are where we are with journalists being advocates for, quote unquote, my truth?
Well, if you go back to when, you know, I was covering Michigan, you were covering Ohio State, heck no, I would have never seen this. And throughout my career in Kansas City as a columnist, I was there for 16 years, and I would say for the first 10, 12 years, I would have never predicted this. But once social media, and when did Facebook come around, 2006 maybe, or
2000,
Twitter maybe?
I want to say 2002-ish, somewhere in there.
Yeah. All right, so, and then I think Twitter may have come around in 2006. And that's, once Twitter became a force, that's when I saw the corrosion of truth in journalism, like, had really accelerated. Mm-hmm. And it's the vetting process, Bruce, of, it was a big deal to express an opinion in a newspaper. You know, you had to earn that right. You had to demonstrate skill in writing. You had to demonstrate some expertise on the topic. You had to have sources. You had to be credible before they would allow you to express an opinion in the newspaper. Now that's all gone away. Everybody who has an opinion, they're all equal. No matter how informed or uninformed, they don't have to have any expertise. Everybody, you know, skin color at this point in the culture we've created now, skin color makes you an expert on race. If your skin, if they can classify you as a person of color, you're an expert on race.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You know, Colin Kaepernick is an expert on black people, having spent the first 20-some-odd years of his life never really being around black people, not being raised in a black community or anything, but he's somehow an expert. And so, you know, this whole democratization of journalism and citizen journalism and no vetting, no earning of anything, everybody just gets to spout an opinion, has been a disaster.
Jason Whitlock, and the podcast goes for about an hour. We get deep into why he's sharing his faith more freely now, more boldly now. And I think he's going to do some very important things in the platform that he has. We need people to be willing, dedicated, and frank in applying their faith as an overlap to everything that they look at. That's what I try to do here. I don't pretend to do it perfectly. Thankfully, we serve a Savior that forgives our imperfections. And doing this here has been a challenge for me because my training was in topics that just came a lot more naturally to me than analyzing news and applying my faith to the challenging issues of our day. So I tell you probably too infrequently, that I appreciate your prayers. I definitely appreciate your feedback. Many of you have been extremely kind to let me know that you listen and that you appreciate what we do here. So I would invite you to keep Jason's show at the Blaze TV on your radar. Be bold in your own faith. Stand for truth. I thank Stan Willis and Omar Tarazi for joining me today. If you missed those interviews, they're on the site, on the podcast section at 9890answer.com.